Hi, I'm Austin Kim with these top stories on Newsy. The CDC officially recommended booster shots for some Americans, but broke on one detail with the panel of its independent advisors. The CDC recommended boosters for Americans 65 and up and the medically vulnerable, as well as adults who are at higher risk for getting COVID. It also included people who have a higher risk of exposure at work, such as teachers and healthcare workers. That group was left out of the advisory panel's recommendation. President Biden said it isn't too late for anyone to get vaccinated if they haven't already.
We also made so much progress during the past 8 months in this pandemic. And now we face a critical moment. We have the tools. We have the plan. We just have to finish the job together as one nation. And I know we can.
Officials say there are now 15 victims in a grocery store shooting just outside Memphis, Tennessee. That's up from the previous count of 13. One person was killed and 14 others injured when a gunman opened fire at a Kroger yesterday. Police say the shooter then shot himself inside the store. 10 of those shot were Kroger employees. The other 5 were customers. In a news conference today, the town's police chief praised the response of his officers and first responders.
We have broken hearts. You know, nobody wants to go into that scene, I can promise you. And so, you know, you do what you have to do, and there was not one blue uniform that hesitated.
Police didn't provide the name of the shooter, but said he was a third-party vendor for Kroger. The motive remains under investigation. The mother of Jelani Day says she has more questions than answers about her son's death and disappearance. A coroner identified Jelani Day's body Thursday after it was pulled out of the Illinois River more than 3 weeks ago. Right now, no cause of death has been released. In a conversation with CNN today, Jelani Day's mother said authorities tried to explain what they thought might have happened to him, but she doesn't buy it.
They implied that Jelani drove himself to Peru, parked his car in this wooded area, walked himself down to this bank, and stripped his clothes and got in this water. My son knows how to swim. My son wouldn't have done this.
Carmen Bolden Day added she wants people to remember Jelani for being a hardworking student and a good young man. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.